My name is Sarosh Sinchuri. I am from Nepal. I came to the United States when I was 12 years old. That was 2010. I do love Pittsburgh. It's my home now. I've been living here for 10 years and I have my family here. I have my friends. I do love Pittsburgh and the people are very nice too. To learn from nothing, it's really hard. I didn't know how to speak English. I did not understand the culture. I did not understand the people. That was like really, really hard for me to adjust moving from Nepal to Pittsburgh. Everything was new. School was new. Friends were new. So I had to learn from nothing. It was really hard back then. Opportunities is the reason that we came to US because back there in Nepal, there wasn't much opportunities for my dad, for my mom, for me and my siblings, you know. School weren't that good there. Government not helping the schools or the people there. School are way better here in Pittsburgh. Resources for sure. Back in Nepal, the resources are so low. The government hasn't really helped that much. I think resources is the main issue. One thing is family. My family were here in Pittsburgh, and then we came here. They help us with basic stuff, getting grocery, reading bills, getting one place to another until we became independent, I guess. I thought it's gonna be a lot of buildings, you know, skyscrapers, tall buildings. I thought there would be no green, you know, trees. And I thought Pittsburgh or any US states or cities are full of, you know, tall, tall buildings, but it wasn't like that. Similarities. I would say people are very nice in Pittsburgh. They're very friendly. Hills is same. Hills and trees season is same as Nepal, except in Nepal, I've never seen snow in Nepal. The place I grew up or the place I was born, there was no snow, only cold. We have holidays and foods, you know, and family get together. We do get together on Thanksgiving and Christmas Day and all that, but we do our own holiday too, that is from Nepal. There's like two holidays in Nepal. They're called Tihar and Dasai. So one is 7 days holiday, and the other is 10 to 12 days. All the families from different state or different cities or different places come together in one house. We pray, we eat, we dance. It's really fun. All I was thinking about was I want to get good education. I want to go to good school, better my skills. That was the main reason for me to move to Pittsburgh. Brashear, that's where I went for 4 years of my high school year. Yeah, Brashear has a lot of international students. It's a diverse high school. There are people from Nepal, from African countries, but people from Nepal, the students from Nepal were the most student there from any other country. The students who came from Nepal would go to Brashear because Brashear had ESL classes. So they had classes that is designed for those kind of specific student, you know, who doesn't know much about English, who doesn't know much about American culture. So they would go to Brashear because Brashear had those kind of classes designed for that kind of student. Don't be afraid to speak up. Even you don't know how to speak English or any other language, just try small thing, you know. There are people who will help you if you try to say what's in your mind. At least show them that you want to learn, you want to try. That's the advice I would give someone who's new. I went to college. I recently graduated with bachelor degree of science in IT. I work in a problem solve department for Amazon. I want to work for Google. That's, I guess you could call that a dream job. Yeah, work for Google in the IT department. People take education for granted, you know. In other countries, people are struggling to survive day to day. They don't have good education. They don't have teachers who encourage them. A lot of people want that. I would say don't take that for granted.